I'm here with David Higgins, News Limited Innovation Editor. David, I just wanted to ask, in terms of what you said, the skill sets that journalists are required to have nowadays as part of innovation in journalism seems far from the skill sets that are perhaps being taught in university and perhaps that would be associated to journalism. What's your opinion on this and what needs to be taught to journalists in order to make it into the profession?
Look, that's a great question. There are, and I think every industry goes through this of whether or not multi-skilling is the way to go. There are plenty of professions such as nursing, for example, and over recent decades have professionals in those industries have been put through systems where they've been in some cases sort of made to learn a whole lot of different skills other than just their core skills, so they're more versatile. Definitely you could say the same about journalism, that it would be a much better thing if people learnt, how to edit a video as well as how to record and upload a podcast, which is what you're doing at the moment. And equally, we often hear about those examples, but equally, for journalists who are young journalists who have been, studying broadcast journalism or multimedia journalism, you could argue that, the ability to have very, very strong writing skills is much more important now, even for photojournalists. So, look, I guess what it boils down to is, should you spend a lot of time studying a lot of different skills or really focus and be absolutely the best in one particular area? I think there will be journalists, and you're not going to like this answer, but there will be journalists who do both very well. I still think probably at the end of the day that a journalist who is the absolute best in one particular area will have a career, will be guaranteed a great career. Perhaps, as opposed to the journalist who has, six or seven skills that are not, the best or noticeably stand out in any one of those. So I don't think it's, completely necessary that all journalism students are going and getting, all of these different skills at the same time. It still could be that that in the future that, a set of journalists in a newsroom where there's, people have very deep knowledge in one particular skill still, I think, will be valued in the future as well.
Newsrooms seem to be after different skills from their journalism cadets, as you can tell by job ads which ask for different requirements year on end. How are journalism students and young journalists supposed to keep up with the skill demand that publications require when it seems to be constantly evolving?
To be honest, I think the newspapers hiring those journalists are probably looking to those young people to figure out what those skills are. So, I don't know that that you have to, again, as a young journalist, be even looking to the publishers so much and what they're thinking about next, because often the publishers are taking their cue from young people who haven't had 10 years in a newspaper and environment and perhaps have lost their innovative edge. So look, I would just say trust yourself a bit, invest in a couple of areas and be really fantastic in a couple of areas, and just sort of back yourself a bit and don't feel like you have to, know how to use Final Cut Pro and be the world's best sub editor and, be a fantastic, HTML5 developer at the same time. Pick one, and if it was any of those, I'd say HTML 5 programming would be a really good one, and just be really good at least, one to two of those.
And just quickly, because we're almost out of time, where do you see journalism in 10 years? Same as what it is now or completely different?
I think in 10 years' time we will be less focused around major and very general news brands. If I had to bet on looking at iTunes and the way that that topic areas are breaking up into lots of smaller best of breed apps, just to use in iTunes or Android as one market, I think that I think news organisations will be better at coming up with efficient and cost-effective ways of distributing fantastically intense niche journalism in small packages, rather than just have big, broad mastheads as we have today.
David Higgins, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.